This is John Batchelor, conversation with colleague Caleb Weiss. He's in Africa for the Bridgeway Foundation and the Foundation for Defense of Democracy, commenting on Nigeria and the violence against the Christian community of Nigeria by various bad actors. The herders are mentioned in one instance and jihadists another. Should the U.S. get involved in these matters? Caleb has an informed opinion, as well as his observations of the former ECOWAS states Niger, Burkina Faso, and Mali, now under the threat, the constant threat, the imminent threat, the active threat of jihadists across the landscape, both Al-Qaeda and ISIS. Here's Caleb on getting involved in a state as rich and powerful and yet ineffective as Nigeria. Much more of this later this week.
100%. This happens in other African states. Various of them also do a very terrible job of protecting their citizens. I don't think the U.S. should get involved at all with communal conflicts or land-based conflicts, such as the farmer-herder violence. There's a case to be made against the jihadists, but the U.S. has already been involved against Boko Haram and ISWAP to limited degrees for several years, including sharing intelligence and whatnot. Not sure airstrikes are really going to do much against them when Nigeria has failed to do anything about them since 2009, and they've invested thousands of troops into the fight.